Martine's Favorite Toys by J. Ryan Jensen, Church Magazines. Based on a true story. Give, then, as Jesus gives, there is something all can give. Children's Songbook. Martine felt sad when his parents told him the family was moving to a different city in Colombia. He didn't want to leave his friends, his home, and the place where he grew up. Instead of cool mountain air, Martine would now live close to the ocean with hot, humid air all year round. He would trade hot soups for cold drinks, and coats for shorts. Add to that a new school, a new ward, and a new primary class. It all seemed pretty scary. One day, Mom and Dad asked Martine how he felt about the move.
"I don't like it,"
Martine said.
"I don't want everything to change."
"I know moving can be hard," Dad said. "Lots of things will change, but not everything. You'll still have us."
"That's true,"
Martine said.
"And we will bring our things with us,"
Mom said. Martine thought about that for a minute. He would still have his clothes, his shoes, and his favorite toys. Martine was glad he could take his toys. He packed them away extra carefully when they moved. After a while, Martine started to get used to his new home and new city. The move wasn't as hard or scary as he thought it would be. One Sunday, when his family went to church, Martine noticed a lot of people he had never seen before. Primary was full of new kids. He wondered where they came from. He heard people he knew talk about donating food, clothes, and shoes. After church, Martine asked Mom about all the new people.
"They had to leave their country. Many of them left everything behind except what they could carry."
"So that's why everyone wants to help them?"
"That's right. Jesus taught us that we should help people who are in need. We can follow his example and share what we have."
Martine thought about that. He wanted to follow Jesus. Then Mom said,
"Many of the primary kids had to leave their toys behind. Do you think you have some toys you could give?"
Martine would be happy to share his shoes or his clothes, but his toys?
"No! Those are my toys!"
Martine said. He turned and ran to his room. Martine looked around his room with tears in his eyes. He didn't want to give away any of his toys. He'd brought them all the way from his old house. He went to his toy box and looked inside. He saw his toy truck, his yo-yo, his trompo, spinning top, and his best bag of marbles. Then Martine thought,
"What if I had to leave all these behind? And my home, and country, too."
The more he thought about that, the more Martine knew what he wanted to do. A few minutes later, he came up to Mom with his arms full of toys, not just any old toys, but the ones he always played with. Mom looked surprised.
"You don't have to give away your favorite toys."
Martine set the toys on the floor.
"The other kids had favorite toys that they had to leave behind. I want them to have mine so they can be a little happier."
Mom gave Martine a hug.
"I'm so proud of you."
Martine had a warm feeling inside. He knew giving to others is what Jesus would do, and that made him happy.
May we show our love and appreciation for the Savior through our simple, compassionate acts of service. President M. Russell Ballard, Acting President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Finding Joy Through Loving Service. Ensign May, 2011, page 49.
End of the story, Martine's Favorite Toys. Read by Christian Moore, Wes and Rena Nelson, Dwayne Case, and Casey Wayman.